It's Lane Mitchell joining us today in Sonic's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Something very special, actually. What started as a short-lived epic draws to a close this weekend after 12 years, three albums, a handful of radio singles, former Sonic Band of the Month / Edmonton Music Institution. 10-second epic is hanging it up for good with three shows at the Pawn Shop. It kind of sounds like a eulogy, doesn't it?
It's not a eulogy. It's a celebration of life.
What is the mood with the members?
I don't know. I mean, it's changed over. We did the farewell tour across Canada, and really, we had a lot of excitement to start it off, and the shows were amazing, so I think that excitement stayed up. But when we started getting to the last dates and realizing that we were getting closer to Edmonton, you could definitely see, you know, everyone was kind of getting a little choked up about it. And that's the way it should be. I mean, if you have an experience that's been this big of a part of your life and it's been this good, it should evoke that kind of emotion, I think.
Now, the first two shows sold out almost instantly. Now, when you started this thing, did you have any idea there would be such a massive outpouring of support for the band?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know if we expected it, but, you know, we've had a very successful career over the years, and we're obviously very proud of that. And it was really cool for us because not only did we get a lot of the people we've seen out recently at shows, but some of the shows across the country were actually the biggest headlining shows we have ever done there. And the reason is there was people coming out of the woodwork, and they'd come up to us after the show and say, "Hey guys, I haven't been to one of your shows in 6 years. I barely go to shows at all anymore. You know, I've grown up. But when I heard you guys were calling it quits, I had to come one more time just to kind of revisit when music was a bigger part of my life." And for us to be able to have a connection with people this many years later who still identify with that music they listened to years ago, it's the ultimate justification.
Now, my other question, did the massive outpouring of support kind of make you second guess yourself a little bit?
You know, 12 years of the same smell in the van, and maybe you just want some different smells in your life.
Is that what we're going to be left with as a final tagline?
I mean,
different smells in your life?
Well, you know, I like it this way because, you know, we're coming to a close and it is sad, but this tour is one of the most fun I've ever had with the guys because we got to appreciate it for what it is. You know, when you're part of a project, you know, sometimes you get tunnel vision and you're in a tour and all you're thinking about is next tour. And when you're doing a record, you're thinking of next record. So we really got to stop and smell the roses and enjoy each other's company for what it is.
To me, the success of the tour was almost a justification instead of, oh, are we making the right decision here? Because if we would have waited 5 years or a couple more albums, who's to say that we would have had this great of a final tour? To be able to leave on a note this high, to me, is something that almost no bands get to do. And so it's something that I think is pretty special.
Now, I see here that you brought your guitars, 10-second epic. What are you going to play for us?
We're going to play Count Yourself In. That's the first song we were on Sonic with. It was a Band of the Month song. We obviously want to say a big thanks to Sonic for all the years of supporting our band because you guys were a huge part of it. And I think it's almost poetic to go out the way we came in. So that's what we're going to do.
The pleasure's been ours. Seriously, thank you so much, guys. Andrew and Daniel from 10 Second Epic, former Sonic Band of the Month.
We try to hide. We struggle through the means to meet the ends. Please tell me that this life isn't permanent, 'cause we don't care enough. So don't hold it off. Your word gets me off and gets me through long and sober days. You don't deserve to be unnoticed. You don't deserve to be treated like we've gone too far to be unnoticed now. And days and weeks go by and seasons change. The scenery gets old, it stays the same. There's nothing in this town but you and I. So baby, pack your bags, 'cause we leave tonight. 'Cause we don't care enough. So don't hold it off. Your word can't. gets me through long and sober days. You don't deserve to be unnoticed. You don't deserve to be treated like we've gone too far to be unnoticed. So let's get gone. You don't deserve to be unnoticed. You don't deserve to be treated like we've gone too far to be unnoticed. So let's get gone. So we spend our nights awake past every small town along the way. Here's to bad times, they were the best times. Give up the good times and we'll survive. You don't deserve to be unnoticed. You don't deserve to be treated like that. We've gone too far to be unnoticed. So let's get gone. You don't deserve to be unnoticed. You don't deserve to be treated like we've gone too far to be unnoticed. So let's get gone. Let's get gone. Let's get gone. Let's get gone. Thank you.